This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. State health officials say smoke from the Plumtopf fire northeast of Pagosa Springs could trigger lung or heart problems, especially for very young and elderly people in nearby areas. Periods of smoke could cover parts of northern Archuleta and southern Mineral counties. Smoke from a separate fire in Teller County, the High Park fire, has lessened, but officials warn that stronger winds could spread the smoke again today, especially in areas near the fire. Yesterday marked 10 years since Denver imposed an urban camping ban to fight homelessness in the city. In the decades since its passage, Denver police have only arrested 3 people and issued 45 citations. Still, opponents of the ban call it inhumane and a criminalization of people who need help, while advocates for the ban say the city isn't enforcing it strictly enough. Denverite's Kyle Harris spoke with Colorado Matters about what's changed over the last 10 years.
Denver has more shelter beds now than it did before. One of the big sticking points before was there weren't 24/7 shelters where people could go without having to check in every day. Those now exist. The city has housed thousands of people and built thousands of units of affordable housing, with more in the works, though it's still not enough. We're about 50,000 units of affordable housing behind.
Denverite's Kyle Harris. The Colorado Avalanche hockey team squeaked out an overtime win in Game 1 of their NHL playoff series against the St. Louis Blues Tuesday night.
Kadri had the follow-up. Bennington fell over. Here's Manson. Bennington's reset. Manson scores! Josh Manson wins game one.
The Avalanche lead the series 1-0. They need to win 3 more to advance to the semifinals of the Stanley Cup. Next game is Thursday night. Right now in Denver, it's 78 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 2:06.